Your company has entered into a JV with an Indian company, or is it a 100% owned subsidiary?
100% owned subsidiary.
Okay. And how many years have you been in India professionally?
5 years. 5 years. I came on January 2010.
And what has been your experience in India?
Well, difficult to describe
professionally.
Few words. Well, professionally, this was the experience of my life. Surely the most relevant professional experience, where the learning was most significant as compared to the previous experiences. A big challenge, a roller coaster of ups and downs, and never boring.
You think India is a good place to work in? Or to put up a, have a company and work in India, you think it's a...
I think right now, I mean, this is a very fertile area for business, including international business. Well, I don't know if good is the right word to describe the market. It's a place where surely you need some local management to help you out. Frankly, I come from Italy and Europe, and I would never venture this market with entirely my own resources. When I talk about resources, I mean people. Just to give an example, Benetton, this subsidiary is, well, not anymore, but a few years ago was the only case where all the top management was Indian. And beside that, it was and still is one of the best performer. As long as market and profitability and growth are concerned. And my feeling is that with the local, well, with the Italian managers who were here before, they were not able to succeed in the same way that the Indian management did.
Okay.
It's a unique market. You really need, and it's huge, and there are so many different areas which are different by language, by culture, by weather, and you really need someone to help you with a direction, and also to help you with how to do things.
Okay.
See the market from the point of view of an Indian who knows it, you know. Just like when you go out abroad, even for holiday, it's always recommended that you are assisted or guided by a local.
Okay. So if an Italian entrepreneur wants to enter the Indian market, would you recommend that he should come in as a minority stakeholder in a JV or as a majority stakeholder in a JV?
I don't think it's a matter of percentages. I think it's a matter of finding the right partner.
Okay.
And based on that, I think they will be able to make the best deal which accommodates their interest. But it's not a matter of percentages. I mean, I would even take 1% if I know that I am giving my business the right partner in the country.
Did you feel face any discrimination professionally when you were working with Indian workers or management for that matter?
Well, yes and no. I mean, discrimination is a big word.
I can understand that.
But yes,
how cooperative?
Differently.
Yeah, I can put it like, how cooperative or uncooperative were they? Or
quite a cooperative team members and colleagues here. probably also because of my position, you know, as head of the production, I mean, most of the people will probably need to collaborate with me. So there is probably, it's a condition, a mental condition that probably obliges them to cooperate. But I mean, I don't know the question. I don't understand the question. I mean,
I understand.
A cooperation is nothing related to culture or people. I mean, it's how you manage the business and how you manage the people around you. Okay. Could be colleagues or peers, mm-hmm. rather than a cultural difference or people coming from different countries.
And how good do you find their skill sets?
Well, I'm working the garment industry, and everybody here, from juniors to senior level, they are very, very technically sounded, much more than me, in fact. Mm-hmm. And in the garment industry especially, I found lots okay. of knowledge, probably also because the history of the country in this particular sector
okay.
allowed them to know more than laymen or than anybody else. Well, also in Italy, actually, we do have quite a history about garment making. Mm-hmm. In this sector particularly, I found them really, really prepared and competent.
Okay. And coming something different from your professional, how do you find the social and the recreational life in India about your family? Have they adjusted here?
No, actually, I just became a father.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. So, my family right now is back to Italy. Mm-hmm. We felt it was more convenient to spend the first few months there.
Okay.
Near the family, near the parents, and also the environment is a bit safer and healthier, which I think this could link to your question. I'm not a great social guy. Mm-hmm. I like going out for restaurants and playing golf. During the week, I don't do much. I mean, I work until late, and then I go home and I relax. Gurgaon is fine for me because I do have some local pubs where they serve good beers and live music, which I like. Golf, for example, which is my passion. It's so full of golf courses around, and they're really nice as well, so that's something I enjoy doing.
Okay.
And that's it. I mean, I don't go out clubbing, or I don't do late nights or stuff like that. So restaurants, there's so many beautiful restaurants. I love food, and this is a place where, especially Delhi, where you can discover so many different cuisines. But beside that, I really love Indian food from all different kind of countries, well, areas. So I like South Indian, so you can find all kind of things.
Okay.
If I didn't work so much, I would enjoy this place more.
Okay, I was coming to that question, but I think now you have answered it yourself.
No, I don't work on weekends. I mean, I have made myself a rule, so Saturday and Sunday I rest.
Okay.
But going back home at 8 or 9, it's 9 o'clock in the evening, is quite a normal thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can imagine that at that point in time, the only thing you want to go is home.
Okay. Sleep.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Amrato, it was nice talking to you, and thank you for your time, taking out time from your schedule and for this small interview, and we'll keep you updated on this.
Good luck with the seminar.
Thank you very much. Thank you.